Hi, friends. Welcome back to Online Bible Study with Team Grace Ministries. I am Catherine Bird, and this is week three of our fall 2015 Bible study. It's our friendship study. Last week, we talked about who makes up our circle of grace, that is, who makes up the relationships in our lives. And we now know that our circle is filled with both relationships that we inherit and relationships that we choose for ourselves. And this week, we're going to talk about those relationships that we choose for ourselves, our friends. I love this definition that I found of a friend. It's called a favored companion. Very simple definition, but there's so much in those three little words, a favored companion. These are the people that play such an important role in our lives. They're the people that we want to share our happy news with when we have a great success or a wonderful day. And these are the people that we want to hold us or to comfort us when we're sad, because that's what friends do, right? We lift each other up. We affirm one another. We give words of comfort when they're needed. The Bible gives us some really great examples of what positive friendship looks like. And we've talked about it before, but one of my favorite examples is David and Jonathan. We dug a little bit deeper into that last week. This week, we're going to talk a little bit about Abraham and Lot, which also happens to be a familial relationship, which means that Abraham and Lot were related. Lot was Abraham's nephew, but it was still a wonderful friendship. And I love the verse, Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 12 tells us that two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? We're built for community. We've talked about this since the first week, that God created us out of love for love. We inherently crave connectivity with other human beings because that's how we're designed. The Bible tells us that God longs for a relationship with us. Well, we're created in His image. So likewise, we long for relationships not only with God, but with other people. Choosing a favored companion is serious business. And we talked about last week how this is some of the earliest opportunities we give our kiddos for independence is the opportunity to choose their friends. We talked about the importance of choosing wisely. Well, we're going to dig deeper into this because our friendships really are some of the brightest blessings that God gives us. But I truly believe that God also uses friendships. He allows us to learn some more painful life lessons through the friendships that we choose that maybe aren't as healthy. And let me give you an example. When I was in the fifth grade, there was a group of girls from my neighborhood. We would ride bikes every day. And there was a little girl that moved into our neighborhood that was our age, and our parents told us to include her. Well, one of my friends that had been part of this group for as long as I could remember, we'd grown up together, did not want us to include this little girl. I can't even remember why, but I do remember that we would leave earlier than we told her we would be meeting, so that when she showed up to go ride bikes with us, there was nobody there. And one particular day, this friend of mine had the brilliant idea to leave a mean note in this little girl's basket on the front of her bicycle so that she would not continue to ask us to participate in our afternoon bike rides. Well, the note, I don't even remember what it said, but I do remember that it wasn't nice. And her mother got a hold of that note and called our parents, rightly so. And my dad sat me down and asked, you know, how I would have felt if that note had been directed to me. And I remember thinking I was A, very embarrassed, and B, I felt remorse because I knew that I had caused hurt, not because I had instigated, but I was still just as guilty as everyone else because I didn't stand up and say, hey, maybe we should include this little girl. And it wasn't the first time that I felt like I had gone along with something that I knew, that little voice inside of you that says, hey, you probably shouldn't be doing this, dot, 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 with this particular group of friends. Well, what happened after that is I spent less time with them because I didn't want to get in trouble. And I started to spend more time with this new friend who had moved into my neighborhood and found out that she was actually a lot like me. We had a lot in common. My old friends did not like the fact that I had a new friend, and they started passing notes about me at school. The tables had turned, and I was getting to experience. God was allowing me to experience what that felt like. And, you know, as a mama, when my oldest was in preschool, She begged us and begged us to cut her hair short. There was a group, three little friends at school who had chin-length hair, and they called themselves the Short Hair Club. My little girl really, really wanted to be part of this group. And she begged for months and she begged for months. And finally, we relented. We picked a long weekend from school to have the big event. She cut her hair. I was so excited. And my husband and I had to admit she looked super cute. So when we got to school the next Tuesday, I walked her to class. I kissed her. I left. And after school, when I was in the pickup line, I noticed her little face was down when she came to get in my car. And she got in my car and I said, well, hey, how was school today? And her little chin started quivering and she looked up and said, they wouldn't play with me because my hair's not yellow. Mamas. Oh my goodness. You know, I held my daughter that day, and as she sobbed her little heart out because her heart was broken, she had chosen friends that chose not to care for her in return. And we all know what that's like. We all know what it's like to choose a favored companion. And whether intentionally or unintentionally, sometimes we're wounded. That's what it means to be open and vulnerable. When you allow yourself to love, there's the chance that you're going to be hurt or disappointed. We've been going through that just this week. My younger daughter has had a really rough friend week, where she's come home a couple of days and just wondered, what's wrong with me? Why don't they love me? You know, in Bible study this week, we talked about, I don't think there was anybody at the table that couldn't share an example of a time when they had chosen a friend that did not result in heartache, whether through a disagreement or through the end of a friendship. And we talked about why God allows that to happen. And above all, what did we say very first week? That we are created out of love for love, that God has created us to know him and to make him known. Well, part of loving our neighbor means having empathy for their feelings. And we talked about maybe the reason for God allowing us to experience heartache and disappointment through friendships is sometimes so that we'll understand, gosh, what it feels like and be more intentional about those fruits of the Spirit. So let's look at that for a second. Look at Galatians 5, verses 22, 23. This is your memory scripture for this week, by the way. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Oh my gosh, guys. Can you imagine if we all cultivated the fruits of our spirit, how different this world would be? And we do live in a broken world. And mamas, I'm going to talk to you for a quick second, because I think that, you know, as our girls are going through this is an opportunity, A, to have a conversation with them about the fact that, yes, we've lived longer and we are taller, but we understand what it means to hurt. But we also understand what it means to find great joy in friendship. And as a mama, I can't even begin to convey in words the pain that I feel. And I know you understand, mamas, when your daughter is sobbing her little heart out because she is broken, her heart hurts. Can you imagine how magnified this feeling must be for God? He created us. He knows our hearts. And when we're holding our babies, when they're having a tough friend day, or we're celebrating with them because they are just, they're in a good place, regardless, God is present. And I think he allows the friendships and experiences like the one that I shared today with my fifth grade friend, who later became actually a very good friend of mine, and the ones that our daughters go through. I think God allows us to use these experiences to shape. I said it before and I'll say it again. God does not waste any experience. And even though we can't always see God's work in our lives, the development of friendships, and maybe it's for a season, maybe it's for a lifetime, that doesn't mean that he's not working. So dig in deep this week, girls. I hope you really enjoy it. This is a great conversation starter for you. Take a chance to do that mom and me activity if you have time, and check out katherinebird.net for those additional devotion tools. And have a blessed week, girls of grace. We'll see you next week.